Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
Church or whatever you want to call it, God can still use them. God still wants to use them. God still wants to touch them. God's still hand is still on them. But he needs somebody to come in and change the environment. Show the baby Christians. Show the people. Guess what? God is real. Don't go with them. Go with God. Come with God. Even though it may not look like it, stand with God. Because if we don't become environment changers, you won't see God do nothing because it's too little of us. When you change the environment, you flip the light on. And now people see things for what it is. And they make their own decisions. In other words, environment changes flush demonic activity out of the way to allow people to make a conscious effort to serve God. On their own. You can't make nobody get saved, but you can police the area and the atmosphere. Say, as long as I'm here, you can't do this, devil. You're not going to do this here now. Not when I'm here. Are you with me? So tonight I want to show you how Jesus began to change his environment. How did he do it? What was Jesus' priority to change his environment? Max, that's how we have to do it. Because if we don't do it like that, then we're not going to see results. Have you ever been around people and they say God is with it, but you know God ain't with it? Have you ever heard somebody say, you know, I was reading some of the comments people make, and they say, you know, hey, Pastor, you making judgment? You doing all that. It's like, man, did they even look at the message? Yeah. Have you ever tried to explain something to somebody, but you're saying it the right way? You're calm, you're nice, but they still want to hang on to something. Sometimes it ain't always the person, it's their environment. It's their atmosphere that they're in. Have you ever gone with somebody that could be hellacious until you get them by themselves? And you say, man, you ain't too bad. Why you act like that? Why you do this like this? You ain't a bad person. Because they are victims of people that come in and don't change the environment. We ought to be able to change the environment. Change it. When you change the environment, it don't mean you have always good results. Because how many know, Keisha, people still got to make decisions. They still got to choose. But you can say, as long as you're here, everything can be seen as light and darkness. Let's look at what Jesus did. Luke chapter 5. The Bible reads in verse 12, and it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou will, make me clean. Verse 13 says in Luke chapter 5, and he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed him. Didn't he change the environment? And he charged him to say, tell no man, go and show thyself to the priest and offer thy cleansing according to Moses commanded for the testimony unto them. For so much more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitude. They ain't always came. I know it looked like they just came because Jesus was healing. That wasn't the case. Some of those people came because it was the thing to do. And verse 16 is what I want us to see. When the multitude came, the Bible says he withdrew himself into the wilderness to do what? To pray. In other words, to re-up. To get back with God. I changed the environment. Now I got to go back with God. Because regardless of how anointed and powerful you are, there's something about being among people that will cause you to somehow start getting duller to the things of God. So don't think you're that powerful. We never be that powerful. There'll be times we just got to shut the door and say, okay, Outreaches are over. Okay, we got to stop everything because we got to go before God. I know they need us. They're calling us in Alabama. They need this and whoever need what. But no, we got to go and make sure that if we're going to keep the strength, the power to change an environment, we got to withdraw ourselves. God, Jesus always showed a level of discipline. And this is what some of us don't have. Some of you come up and you know, I tell you take 5 minutes and you do 9 minutes. And you think that what you're saying is more valuable than God. Jesus always showed restraint. You know, you not really have power that can be used for God or can be used the right way until you can see a need and know that you don't necessarily have to meet the need. The Bible tells us that the poor what? You'll always have it. But God will call you and he'll tell you, you know what? Let me just test you. Max, can I test you? Can I try you here, caller, and see if you can walk away when I say stop? Or do you have to get that last word in? Explain yourself. Pray that last prayer. Jesus say, the Bible says his fame went out. So they started coming to him in droves and crowds. And Jason, he said, listen, I got to withdraw from here. Y'all go ahead and do whatever y'all want to do. Imagine the offense of some people. Imagine how they felt. He's supposed to be the healer. And he walking away, the man had a wheelchair and he had to pass a man to go. Why? Because you got to know your assignment. When you don't know that, you let people drag you into stuff. They'll drag you into everything. They'll say, oh, we're doing this and we're doing this. It's not about being busy. It's about us doing what God has called us to do. Are you with me? And see, y'all, for our ministry, us here tonight, we're not called to do everything. This is why if you don't grab a hold of what I'm saying when I say carry the Spirit, you're not going to be able to fit in because this is not a ministry where we're going to do a lot of different ministries. You have the capacity in you to lay the seed down to produce other ministries. See, you're not just a fisher, you're a fisher of men. You're looking for men to drop this seed and whatever their occupation is, that's going to go beyond. But what you carry, you have to come in and fix the engine. Don't worry about the model of the car. You just fix engines. And you duplicate yourself. See, if we don't grab a hold of that, guess what? Nothing will happen for us. Are you with me? The Bible says in verse 60, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Most of us here right now don't have the discipline to withdraw ourselves. We get so caught up in the hustle and the bustle. We know mentally that God knows everything. We know that. But we trouble ourselves. Why? Because we allow things to keep clouding us. We put everything on our table. We're doing this. You know, it's just like some people, you tell them, okay, you can't, it's a way you do it. It's not just getting stuff done. It's how you do it. You got to, you know, it's like you got to grow together. You got to build. But when you just want to get stuff done, it don't work like that. So we got to understand that Jesus knew how to withdraw. You got to know how to withdraw. You got to know how to pull out a dodge. I didn't say pull out on the day we counting on you. I ain't say that. When you have a nervous breakdown and then all of a sudden you're forced to have to do it. I'm saying that daily discipline, I need a break. I can't be with these kids all day. Why? Because even Jesus, you change the environment, you police the area, you minister to them, but at some point, you even need a break from your spouse. But do you discipline yourself enough? Sometimes you can say, well, you know, You know, I need a break, but I got to do this and I got to do this. And most of you will think all of this is more important until we drop dead. You catch a heart attack, all that stuff go on without you. Everything are gone. Things are gone. Instead of us pacing ourselves, no, let me take this, master it, and then I'll keep adding stuff. What's important? This is not that important. Yes, I would like to do that, but it's not that valuable. Why? Because you got to be somebody. If you're going to change your environment, you have to be somebody to prioritize. Because Jesus was able to change the environment because he knew what to put in the right order. Many of us don't do that. We put what we think. And God is saying, put what I think in the right order. So that God can become all that he can be inside you. Are you with me? Everything, y'all, lines up to what God is saying to us to become. It don't line up. Now, like, let's give for example. He's telling us to go across America. Then your life should shape around that. It didn't say don't deal with other stuff in your life. If we got children, you got spouse, you got to go on a marriage retreat, you got to go on vacation, you got to do these things, but that's not the focal point of your life. Every day, something has to be geared toward where we're going. What you're doing, what God has put before you today. If you let other stuff cloud, though they're good stuff, you delay your time to get to your destiny. So how you set up your day? You don't come home from work and just do what everybody else do because you're going to get what everybody else get. You can't just do normal stuff and just be normal. God will speak to you on what to do. I don't know. He'll speak to you. But whatever God said, some of you will come back and you say, well, I should be further along. Yeah, but what are you doing today that matches your tomorrow? That's all you got to do. I can follow you home and watch what you do. If you come home from work and act like the job sop you up, you got to build a system on that job where you can just work and they don't kill you all day. You have to say, well, if I'm going to be here, then I got to at least build something because my day truly don't start till I get away from here. That's why you should only work what you like to do. Well, Pastor, you know, the jobs and all of this, that's where you put your faith out there. You believe God. You step out there. You say, God, I'm trusting you. But you don't allow things to stop you because regardless of what you say, our destiny cannot come to pass until we accomplish the goals. Because what? God don't promote people just to promote them. Jesus knew how to take away stuff that he didn't need. Here go to fame. The Bible said fame. He could have set up ministry then. Yeah. The Bible, now that's just like a name go out. Across America, like that lady Boyles. His name went out. Boom. But how many of us would have started something where we need a label? We need that. But see, he knew that's not my assignment. Don't focus on that. I got to go and pray because I know my assignment. I'm focused on that. The same assignment Jesus had back then. Guess what? Every last one of us right now today have an assignment that God spoke to you specifically to do. And all you got to do is ask yourself this week, how much of that did you do? Did you do it in and out or were you persistent about it? Were you adamant about it? Did you push? Did you go the extra mile for it? Or did you drop it and all you're going to say is, oh, well, Pastor, I need to just do. We know what you need to do, but we want to do it. Because that's the only way your destiny going to come to pass. You'll never be able to change your environments unless you're en route to your destiny. You can't change people's environment by giving them a word and just leaving them there. You got to be on your way because it's like you prophesied to them and you got the limited time because you're walking past them like this. You got to start early. Hey, God's going to bless you. Oh, God's going to bless you. Just come on with me because I can't stay there all day. And if they don't pick up and go with you, your word go to the ground. They got to see something in motion, something ever changing, something breaking out, breaking through, pushing out. Don't mean that you try to do everything in your own might, but you ought to be giving it your all. See, some of us, I can see in the spirit, most of you, some of you right now, you use your faith in your mental capacity, and that's why it don't work for you. When it don't work, you come back and you say, Pastor, or you tell somebody, Keisha, I tried. There is no trying with faith. Your spirit got to go. It may not happen today, but something is going to break out. You don't say, well, you know, God told me this. And no, that's because what you're doing is you're working as unto man. You're doing this because somebody gave you 6 steps to do. That's why I stopped doing that with y'all. Because you want somebody to plan out your life. Why is this happening? Why is this? No, you ask God yourself. Why? Because you need to know that there's a world of spirit world that you got to become acquainted with. And you got to break open it for yourself. So when God speaks to you, we can't say, well, Brad, I want you to go across America. Can I tell God, well, Lord, I went on Craigslist last week and there ain't no 15 passenger vans. So how are we going to get there? No, you get up every day and you say, you know what? This is another day. Lisa, check that thing and see if them vans on there today. It ain't there tomorrow. Okay, go here. Shamika, y'all do this. Check this. Why? Because something got to break open. Because God is not a man that he should lie. And I came to tell you tonight that I'm telling you with everything in me, we ain't doing this for no reason. Some of you get so weary in your spirit because you start not seeing nothing. God is not going to leave us here down here. We're one of the very few people that's trying to push just kingdom. It's hard because people just saying stuff and they do it. But don't worry because the trickling going to start. Gonna come, and God's saying, can I trust you to see what I see until I manifest it? That's what you call faith. That is what faith is all about. That's why we'll go to St. Stephen's if a half a person show up, and we'll say, go ahead, Charlie, play that music, and let's go touch, let's go in here, let's go. Why? Because let God be true and every man a liar. You cannot get weary in well-doing. Don't limit your faith to just your mind. Your mental state. Well, you know, I just got this and this and that. No, you got to go above your mind. Your faith cannot be limited to your limited mind. You got to open up your spirit. In Christ, all things are possible. Get into that all things are possible world where you could just move your hand and touch everything. Ain't nothing God cannot do. With him, he can do everything. So how we limit him to one thing? Saying, well, you know, America, you know, that's the same God that raised Jesus. Think about this. He raised Jesus from the grave. He was already dead for 3 days. And Jesus said, come forth. God raised him. So he can't change a nation. You know what the challenge is, mama, we have? We got to believe. We got to believe. Some of y'all think it's this little itty bitty faith. No, we're not stepping across America to be some ministry driven church. We're not doing that. No, we believe that there is a living God. But when you don't carry that, it's everything mental. I'm trying. There's no trying with faith. There's no trying. You don't try with faith. It happens. It's not if, it's when. When you come back with all these excuses and looking for wisdom and all that, all you're saying is, I quit. I quit mentally. I need more. Because when it's true faith, you don't need nobody to pump you up. You get desperate to see it. I don't need nobody to go on the internet for me. I don't care how many people working at the church. Every so often I creep on my computer and I look for that van too. Why? Because something in me keeps seeing it. So it makes you want to touch it. It makes you want to get involved. That's why I have to get on here. Hey, what's that? How you doing? What are we doing? Why? Because I can see. You see it. Even though you don't know how it's going to manifest. That's why God looking for people who change the environment. You can't change the atmosphere. your environment when you don't have no faith. You come into the situation and reading all the facts. I didn't say don't use the facts, but the facts is the beginning. They tell you you got cancer and stuff, and you sitting in there crying in the office. Shoot, if I start doing all that, I might as well take all my tithe back. I could have bought a boat or something. All these years and stuff, and you tithing, believing. No, put God in his word. You got to put him in his word. Say, Lord, now I know I ain't never seen it before, but I know you're able to do this, and I know you can do this for me. I know I may have to reposition myself, change what I want to change, but God, you can do all things. That's the kind of faith we need. You can't have faith like that just looking at stuff for what it is. Believe God. You got to believe. That's why you got to know the priority. When you think like faith and who gives you faith, who's the reward of them that diligently seek him? Christ says, he'll give you the rewards of your faith. So why are you sitting there worrying? That's why Jesus was saying, I got to go with God. Because these people are surface. These people cannot hold me. Some of you, you'll pour yourself out and it ain't even worth nothing. Pearls to the swine. These people cannot sustain me. But God can. You get with God. The Bible says that y'all know that God, when Jesus went up to pray all night, got up the next morning, wasn't even tired. Supernatural things are happening. But do we believe that? Or do we have that mental consent faith? I got to work in the morning. Hear God calling you. I got to go to work, so I need some sleep. Or do you press? You can't do it unless you believe God. I go to work if it ain't nothing. I just want to press God. I trust him. I didn't say every night, but press him. Don't just stay there and be normal. Because some of us, we leave out the church and we go back to normal life. But then we turn on the spiritual spurs. In and out, in and out. We go to the work, they just lay us down. You can't do that. Are you with me? Let me give you a few things that you got to do if you're going to change your atmosphere. This is what Jesus, he withdrew. But the first thing is simply this. If you're going to change the environment, you got to remove all of the conflict from your soul. Take all that out. Wrong teaching, what you thought. And then you know that ain't going to be done overnight. But you got to remove all this conflict. Because you know where conflict comes? You speak to somebody in authority, and then you still clash with them. That means your soulish rim is still lashing. I've never seen so much, and I know this is in our generation, where some of you just have a hard time listening to authority. If you can't logically explain everything, you throw it out. And God can't use people like that in the kingdom. Because if the watchman is sitting up, think about that. This is reality, y'all. If the watchman is up and saying, hey, the enemy is coming. If you got to hear something like horses coming and he's up on the fence and he can see, you're going to be surprised. You can't have everybody up on the wall. But some of you, you'll be down here. Ain't no enemy come, sitting right here. The man trying to protect you. And you'll be saying, no, what are you talking about? We ain't had no enemy in 3 years. We about to go eat. And the people come in. No preparation. Because here you are, your contaminated soul. You ain't flushing nothing out. You know, let me tell you how you stay with a contaminated soul, how the enemy can keep you contaminated. You got wrong associations. They flow in you every time. They say things to you. You connect with people. Some of us don't even realize how people speak into your spirit. They're just around you. And you draining from them. Some of y'all can get, I call it a disease, because you start listening to the applause of these people. It's a setup. Just so when you, because you cannot take applause from people without the negative. So if somebody tell you God bless you, and you take that to, oh, I need you, I wouldn't have done this without you, and you take that to your heart, there's going to be a negative you got to take from them too. You can't take one without the other. So you ask yourself, when people say that to you, how you feel? That's why some of y'all, you know, the testimonies y'all give and stuff, you know, you don't understand where I'm coming from, because it's bottom line to me. I'm not into just blessing people and people happy. We've done enough of that. We need people to come into formation. I'm going to get happy tomorrow and this is all good. But let me tell you, I'll go back to what I say. We wouldn't need no crusade if everybody rise up. Because your life, everybody just get 12. You just build. Not halfway people. But I'm talking about you build what God wants inside of you. So we'll push. But you got to flush out all this inconsistent confusion that's inside. You can't even take order. You rebuttaling everything. Yeah. Well, Pastor, what do you mean about this? You know, sometimes y'all say things and it comes through. You think you still don't understand that words come from spirit. You can't say something and it don't have a spirit behind it. It don't matter who you are and when you say it. You're saying that out of a spirit. The voice of spirits is your words. Your base, that's where it comes from. So you have to flush all this out. Sometimes we do things, and I can't bring some of y'all in the room. When I say that, like into the decision room, most of the times I have to do it because talking about certain things, some of y'all right here will start getting critical at the wrong time. Something you can change, but it's when you say it. And here we're building. We're not taking nothing away. We understand that we're going to be able to critique it once we get it to a certain point. You can't turn the engine on until everything is put on it. But some of you are so undisciplined, you'll come around, just start voicing, just loose lip. Yeah, this and that. You don't know how to talk. You don't know what to say. Well, if we did this, why are you just volunteering some loose stuff? You ain't prayed about it. You're just throwing stuff. You don't know that comes from a different spirit. I can hear how loose you say it. As soon as it hit me, like, oh, get rid of them. Because here you're trying to orchestrate something with God and they talking ideas. They ain't even prayed before they got here. They're just jumping in. What's a good idea? You feel the spirit because it's too loose. You're carrying something heavy. Some of y'all just talking off the top of your head. No preparation. So most of the times I have to make decisions like this on my own. I have to think and ponder the same thing. Me tapping into what God is saying to do. You can do that. But some of you don't stay focused enough. You don't withdraw yourself. You don't change the atmosphere for this very same reason. Because all of the contamination in your soul, flush that stuff out. There's only one way we live. We're going out like this. They're going to hit us up. They're going to criticize us. They're going to talk good about us. But we don't buy into this. Because if Christ is not being formed on the inside of you, anything else is what you're going to attract. Anything else. And that's why I'm telling you, we got to make sure you flush out all these internal stuff in your soul. Some of you got them old granny spirits. Ooh, that's how they sound. Back in the 60s. Yeah. Not your granny, Junior. She looking over like a granny. I'm saying, you know, they got this old civil rights spirit. Just got this old thing coming on and you let it just creep up. You can't do that. This is a new day. Think about this. Now, I'm just telling you that because this is the truth. Y'all, we got to be marching. Remember I told you everybody got to be full time? I didn't say we can leave our jobs now. I'm just saying making provision because we got enough work to do. I mean, we got enough work to do to keep the kingdom going. What's this bunch? Oh, that impact group. They going around. They taking Christ to the ends of the earth. They going around in different places, meeting with people, stirring things up. You know, I was out here today and I Lord was showing me that he's about to show us what the true remnant is. The true remnant. Because it's only going to be a remnant. There ain't going to be a lot of people that want to do what we're doing. It's going to be a remnant of people around our nation, but we have strength. We'll have unity. We'll be one. But how are we going to do that if we don't go? I got to be concerned. Gas money. Think about it. God speaking. And we thinking about how they say in Malaysia, petrol. We thinking about petrol. We can't be like that. No, God is speaking. We can't let these things get in our way. Yes, we need money. We will get money. We need to do better in structure and to make this stuff happen. Don't get me wrong. But some of you don't even move. You just stay right there. Why? Because internally you're still not configured. You go back home and you start dealing with the same thing on that same. As long as you function on that soulish realm, it'll always be something. You can't build in that realm. That's why it's so confusing to you, because you act in the spirit when you're blessing people. Then you live your life in the realm of the soul. You go back and forth. Then you go home. Normal people watch TV. Normal people do. This is normal. But where are you doing something different for you? Whatever Lord tell you, because I watch TV too. Whatever he telling you to do in this season, are you doing it? Are you aggressively pursuing it? Sometimes our soulish realm holds us up. You cannot change the environment when it comes to the soulish realm. You know, I've seen this all the time, and most of y'all probably had too, on a job. People act professional until they get into the lunchroom or the break room. I don't know why. You know, I thought you was just giving us a little speech in there. But all of a sudden, they break down. They start seeing the real person. It's like a fake thing. People do that all the time. They get around, and then they're totally different in a different environment. Why? Because soulish, spiritual. That's how it is for Christians. We come to church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We go home. I see you in church when we talk about God. I let you build like that. You can't do that. We got to pursue this. I want everybody's house to be looking and matching what we're doing. Amen. Don't mean you're a prayer wart where you just pray all day, but it means that you begin to do things that are building. Because as long as you got conflict in your soul, everything I got to be worrying about you. Think about it. When you tell, now think, now we want this, but we don't do it ourselves. When you tell your child something and they say, "But daddy, why?" What you say? "Because what? I said so." Because if you try to explain to them, their minds are not there to understand. I'm teaching you like this, son, because you, one day you're going to have a, you might, you're wasting your breath till they get to a certain age. So what do you do to carry them? They have to see you like they see Christ. So if you telling them not to go to church and they see you ducking and people calling and you like, they right there in the car. I know y'all don't think these kids know. Oh, man, I ain't want to talk to him. Well, you say, "Daddy," or nothing. They know. They can see that. So what do? You make them go by your word. I don't have to explain nothing to you. Those of you that talk to your children and explain everything to them, you're ruining them. Because God don't speak like that. When God tell us to do stuff, we don't be, "Well, Lord, why you choose?" You can't do that. So you train them like that? I just don't tell them, explain nothing. But you don't explain to them things that you know they can't understand. Because that also frustrates the child. Say, "You do this because I said so." You teach them authority. Some of you have to practice that just because you have to have boundaries. It ain't because they need to stop doing this. It's just the fact that they have to be taught boundaries on a daily basis. And when you do that, that helps. But see, when it comes to God with you, because your soul is contaminated, God speaks or you hear a voice of authority and you rebuttal, you buck it. You don't buck it in my face or you don't buck God in his face, but you basically go back and say, God, I know you said that, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this anyway. You don't tell me. You don't say that to God because all us know we'll get struck dead or we'll feel like that. But what do? That's how you do. God, I got all this time. I'm a part of this remnant going to change America. But I'm going to let Pastor do all this stuff. And then, you know, a few people. I know you're calling me to full time, but I'll talk about that next time Pastor say something to me. You don't take that home and you start nurturing it. You start talking about it. You start building it. You start looking at other avenues and stop saying, well, I'm doing. No, I ain't going to do. Something's going to break loose. I cannot build your reservoirs. You have to build them yourself. I can only tell you this is what you do. But I can't even give you exact instructions. Because you disqualify yourself from going out the moment I do that. I have to keep you next to me. If I don't know you can dig trenches, I can't send you out there. Some of you I can give and you think because you know I'm doing all this right. But the less I have to talk and you can gain from a message, the stronger you're getting. You start doing, not trying, but doing. Results start happening because you're doing it. Are you with me? Another thing of you going to change the atmosphere. You got to speak the words of life into the air. I've told you this before, that the spoken word is more powerful than what? The thought word. You got to say it. Some of y'all don't release yourself to say, oh, we got a new house. We got a new house. The new house is here. You got to say that. I'm working full time. I'm going forth. The business is going. God is trying. You'll be amazed if you do that for 2 weeks, what will happen in your spirit. I'm telling you, if you talk like that, I promise you your legs will start, because faith is action. You'll start saying, well, let's just go see. You'll get excited about it on the inside. Oh, we got a new, even if nothing ever happened, you just keep looking on the inside. But you got to learn to speak it into the air. America will change. Just like, you know, I told y'all just last week. I was telling y'all, because this is what was going on in my spirit. Somehow we got to get on that platform. But how many know, Mama, I know I can't, you can't push yourself there. But I knew for me, it was like, okay, look there. You need to start looking like that. Stop looking like your ministry is just growing. That's not the perspective of God. You got to look at it as the voice, the seed. But you need to go to the highest mountain. The moment I start saying that, look at that, less than a week. An opportunity open up. Because you start looking. Can I tell you, I was on the computer looking at stuff? I'm looking. How do you do this? Looking at radio station. Looking at this every week. Checking it out. Planning it. Oh, what can I do? We're going to do this. How can we do this? Looking at buses. Checking them out. What can we do? Looking. Why? Because you cannot sit on faith if it's genuine. You've got to say it. The people who don't want to hear it and they get mad at you because you're speaking things in the life, or you get sarcastic like some of you do. And you say like that, but we really don't believe it. When somebody say you got a new car and you playing, then you just, oh, yeah, well. But if they say a new car, hey, you got one? It's an element of faith in that. And you might think somebody is laughing and playing, but they believe. I'm looking for that. The Lord's speaking to you about something? Is he sharing something with you? Because I believe God, this is what you connect with each other in covenant. Keisha, I'm really believing God for these things here. Carla, come on over. We're going to eat. Let's feed these kids. But let's talk about this stuff here. Because I'm about to move out. I'm about to move out. And it ain't going to take forever. Some of y'all put time limits mentally, and that's what block you. That's what block you, because mentally, you look at the regular way, this is a year of acceleration. Now you see why a pastor can go on the radio station and say, hey, y'all want to sell this? With $4 in his pocket and a debit card. Why? Because sometimes God ain't trying to tell you you're going to get it there, but he want to see if you believe it. He want to see if you still believe. Were you still going to that model home? Till you didn't drink by the 12-pack of Coke or whatever soda or get bottled water. The people see you at the desk working and they just say, go ahead then. Yeah, I ain't giving you that. You didn't take all my paper. I got to run this off. You got it. Y'all go ahead in. But see, that proves your faith. Come on. You know what happens? You got to show everybody. You say, let me come. Come on, Eric. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. Look at this car. What you think about this? That's what I'm believing God for. Don't put specifics on it. But just say something better than what I got. Because, see, we got to go next year. See, this is how you talk. You connect everything. We got to go next year. So I'm saving up this $100 right here a month. And this $200 a month going to be my seed. That something got to happen. I don't know what's going to happen in December, but I should have at least $700 or $800 in December. And my income tax. I don't know what God going to do. And God could be waiting on you to do that before he, you know, when it rain, it pours. How many of you ever had a job? And when you look for a job and it's in a drought and then you get one and they all call at the same time. You remember? Anthony Mama was looking for a job. He emailed me and all of a sudden they don't want her at one school. Then they calling her. They tell her they don't want her. Then all of a sudden she get another job and then they calling her again for the easier job now to come back. When it rain, it pours. That's why you got to know the temperature. And speak it into air. You don't know when it's going to. Because listen, God could give us everything we need now. He's God. But what he's doing, he's trying to get our cup up in the sense of fill up in him to the point of what he blesses us with. So the more of we raise the capacity, the more of heaven can be invested in us. So that's what he's doing. So don't look at it like, oh, something is wrong. It ain't always wrong because I know that's going to mess up some theology. You can do everything right sometime, Kelvin. And God say, well, I'm still ain't going to give it to you. I'm going to hold you. Why? Because I want to burn everything out of you where you think that somebody got to give so that when you get in a place where I'm truly blessing you, nothing will move you. You can't be like them Hebrew boys just going to church now. You got to have some internal configuration. You got to speak some things out. You can't go through this thing and we change in America, hitting Tulsa with all them bull. Wretched devils going to come up and you're going to just be saying, well, we go to church. We want to make impact. No, you got to have enough stance when they slap you. Say, guess what? I'm still moving through there. They're moving. They're knocking your back. You're still moving. Good Lord. I never thought Kenneth Hagin doctrine could hit us like this. It don't seem like something so good. And people talking, you still got to go and say, no, but this is the noun word. This is what God is saying. See, God, that's what you call pioneers. Breakthrough people. Because they keep their spirit at a strength. That's why you got to constantly be saying stuff. You set your environment because you say stuff. You come in, oh, today is going to be a good day. Louise, I can tell you now, you're going to be complaining 20% less today. Go ahead and start, but you got 20% less today. Stop going in there. Some of y'all say, oh, she's just a nagging woman. That's why she is. If she already is, remember, the power is in your mouth. She may not change, but don't you know you got authority when people in your presence? Keisha, if somebody come to your house, they could be the Pope. But when they step out, what's the street name? On Oak Leaf, and they walk through that door, there's another sheriff in town. Spiritually, she has domain. So there's certain things that she can say that everything gonna work with that. Same thing in the spirit world. But you got to say it, man. All you got to do is just start saying stuff. I have more than enough. I need this. Things are going to happen. More this week. Things are going to open up. See, some of y'all say that, and that's why I stopped doing and stuff like that. I try not to do that every week because some of y'all minds are so messed up and so confused. You know what you do? You say, well, Pastor, you say that every week. Every week something ought to be happening. You're looking at it like every week. So it's just like, see, you get into that religious mindset. Oh, it's just Pastor saying he always going to be happy. He always going to be joyous and trying to pump you up and got an encouraging word. See, you think that's always, and guess what you do? You stay in your rut, walking like this. Oh, here come Pastor. Here come everybody going to say something good. And that's why some of you have to be ducked because you don't know how to appreciate that. You think that somebody wants you to stay. You can't even see that every time we come to church, we should be going to another level. Every week. Don't the devils do that? But we're sitting here and coming here and worship after we cry. Shoot. That's good for about 2 months because the power's on me. It takes more than you got to say. Lord, while you're crying and you're saying, Lord, I'm sorry. Oh, I cry out. Say some words like, Lord, just don't let me fall this Monday. Help me, Lord. While you're here and I'm crying, I guess this is your presence. Tuesday, Lord, let me be strong. Pull that thing into a lifestyle. Pull that thing into something you can do today. Because that's the only way you're going to change the atmosphere. People can feel people that walk in the room with stature. Because they carry. It ain't always the look in the cologne. It's when you walk in and you know somebody. Now you better have your stuff together now because I can't just sit around here. It's got to be some movement. You can tell that. Where are we going? How are we going to do it? How are we going to do this? Where are we going to work out? Some of you hide your children because you don't want people to see how they really are. As though people don't see. They know. But you got to look at things. You got to say, you know what? I'm going to speak life. I'm going to say what God has said. I'm going to agree with God. What is God saying tonight? When you go home, what is God saying? Say it. Say what God is going to say. Come out of your mouth with it. Let me give you a third one. Remember that faith can always be quickened when speaking to other people to put them on your side. If you're going to change the environment, you got to remember that. You can speak faith and these people jump on your side. You can speak faith to them and you can pull them on your side. Don't look at everybody as being religious. Because some people don't get into all of that. Just speak faith to them. Talk destiny. Prophesy to them raw. And watch these. You giving them life. Them people will jump on your side. They'll jump on your side. If you're going to change your environment, you got to remember that. Speak faith to people. Put life into them. Don't just condemn them and tell them what they're doing wrong. Speak life to them. Tell them that God is with them. Say, you're more than a conqueror. You can do more. You're just down now, but God is going to raise your spirit. Remember, your words can quicken people's spirit. Imagine how many people waiting on you to quicken their spirit at Bosch, Jason. Somebody just sitting there for lunch, late. How many people? That's right. Bowen. Sorry, man. Carl, I'm thinking about your daddy. You know? At Bowen, how many people when you go to lunch and though it's casual, I can't tell you how many times this has happened where you just normal, your body feeling something, but your spirit saying, man, just give them a word. Just prophesy. I know it ain't doing nothing for you, but God can only use people who know that. Like, well, I'm not here for me. I got to quicken somebody's spirit. Just like Keisha was saying, when you get in the groove, your spirit start taking over. All of a sudden, you just like, man, let's just go. Let's just talk to people. Let's just prophesy. Where the CEO at? Who's coming in here today? Let's talk the words of life. But the only way that's going to happen is if you got to remember that there's always a level. Where were we, Denise, when we was in St. Stephen's this week? And the girl said something about, she said something spiritual. But she had her children taken or something like that. And we were sitting there witnessing to her. But she knew still some of the same language, like spiritual language. We knew God was in her. We could tell that God was still. And let me tell you, everybody, no matter where they are, still got a little form of God in them. You just got to find out where it's at. And you got to rise that thing. You got to call that thing forth. Pray with them and say, oh, you're going to come forth this week. Something is going to happen. But you got to remember that your words can quicken people's faith. Don't be normal, average, going to church and being normal Christians. Are y'all with me? The fourth thing is simply this. I got five things of this. The fourth thing is, if you're going to change your atmosphere, you got to learn how to deal with negative spirits accurately. And what do I mean by that? You don't need to address everything that come against you. So you got to have a little bit of temperament. Sometimes people can say something. You can't always want to defend yourself. Jesus never defended himself. You can't feel like you got to explain stuff to people. But you got to know how to deal with negative spirits, because some negative spirits have fade off. They fade off. They come and they go. They fade off. And if you address it every time, you'll kill them. The people, you'll kill their spirit trying to chase the negative spirit. And you just can't do that. You got to learn how to deal with these negative spirits accurately. When they come, some of them you can't cast out because people don't have the knowledge to know how to do it. They don't want to. So you have to just kind of deal with it. You got to have a little tolerance. How to do, some of them you do have to address, but don't rebuke somebody. You know their spirit, you're going to run them away. You got to know that this is strong demonic activity. Not just somebody, you know, most people in the church now, when you do just research, they're going to try to think there's something wrong with you. Like, oh, the devil is in the media. Or they try. No, that don't mean that. They just want to know what's going on. If somebody asks you, you know, how you doing? How your husband doing? See, Satan is with me. Because you left him. I ain't see you in 6 months. How am I supposed to know that? That y'all had a bad split. I don't know that. And every time somebody talk about couples, you want to ease back. Because your marriage, you can't do that. You have to get over that. And sometimes people are like that, and you have to be able to deal with that. You don't address people like that. You don't change the gospel because people are going through stuff. You have to preach it in season and out. You say it lovingly, but you can't change it. Your mama come to church. It's your trial sermon here at Impact. And you know she religious. You can't say, no, she not religious. You don't call her name, but you can't just say, I ain't going to say nothing about religion because I didn't told her that. You can't do that. God can't trust you like that. You got to deal with negative spirit. That's why when you deal with people, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That come back to bite you like that. You can't do that. You got to stay firm. This is what you believe. When people come after you, it's always different. But deal with negative spirits accurately. Some of them you don't have to address. Reminds me of the story one time I heard. I think it was Max Lucado, either James Dobson on a little minute they had, where they said that the son was washing, was cutting the grass, but he wastes the gas. And he was saying, let the gas be waste, because he was out there with his son, though. It was a family time. It wasn't the time to get mad because a little gas got wasted. Because you were spending time with him. That's more valuable. You have to be able to deal with stuff. So you got to be what? More tolerant. You can't just be all nasty and stuff like that when people trying to get you to change. If you got to, you know, people can have these spirits. You got to be able to go against them. How many of you can disagree with people? Don't disagree with authority. But I'm talking about an opinionated stuff. If I want chicken and you want hamburger, that's okay. But I'm talking about when you can't just be able to address everybody that come at you. Negative spirits will have a big impression on you if you don't flush out stuff inside. Because the enemy will always send the spirits that irritate you to test you. You don't know what irritates some people because they know how to deal with it. But some of you, it don't take long. You come you come to somebody's house and you knock over something and then they looking at you like, well, listen, I don't, like, come on, man. That's the way it is. See, you couldn't deal with me because I'll be telling you, so we family. We family. So you, if you don't take me in now, what's up? I'm not giving you nothing. I'm not bringing nothing over. Because when you come to my house, I don't bring nothing. Treat me just like you would do anybody else. Well, you know, I got to get there. Well, get there today because I'm here today. We're family. I don't pay family. I just don't do that. I'm not talking about a regular job. I'm talking about, I'm not paying you to do that. I'm not. I'm just not going to do that. If Eric come over and do something and he feed, listen, you can do it. But don't look why, because I'll do the same thing for him. The opportunity might not come until 2015. But that's life. I don't do tit for tat. I don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Some of you, you think like that. Oh, well, let's balance this out. You don't deal with them negative spirits. That's a spirit coming like, well, you know, if we're going to be fat, no, I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. I got to stay over. I'm coming to you because Kelvin already said, yeah. I got all five of them. We coming in. Kiana, I need your room. So you got to watch out, Kay. I'm coming. So when I talk like, oh, I'm just using that for example, then, okay, you got to know this man ain't going to do this for no reason. So if it's for a year or two, then that's life. We got to do this together. But you got to be able to deal with negative things accurately. You're not going to like people bunching up like that all the time, but you have to adjust it. You change it. Why? Because that's the sacrifice you do. You don't just do that in a negative way, because every time Maxine come in the kitchen and I want my kitchen and she get to do certain things, it make me feel different, don't it? I mean, how many know you already have that feeling of you ain't in your own house? I do. So I can't tell mama, mama, don't go in the refrigerator. That's her house just as much as it's mine. She can do whatever she want to do. It's important that she feels like that. Why? Because if not, the negative vibes, you just feeling it. She'll be coming over saying, oh, I can't do this. I better not do that. No, she shouldn't feel like that. That's spirits, negative spirits. You got to work that stuff out. Like, why you feel like that when I do that? Because I can remind you of something you do that remind me of this. So if I tell you this, then this will help you to adjust to me. Because some of us, we have with this self-righteousness. You act out with you, but then you don't want to do it with nobody else. You can't be like that. What am I saying? Negative spirits, you got to deal with them accurately. That's why the Bible said before you sit down, Tika, you got to first count the cost. Count the cost. Going all the way with you, then I'm going all the way with you. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit because something happened. Nothing can change. I'm going all the way with you. You go back to drugs, I'm going all the way with you. If you go back here, I'm going all the way with you. I'm not going to settle for nothing else because until you're finished, I'm not finished. That's how you got to think. When you don't deal with negative spirits, you'll never truly come into full covenant. You'll never come into it. I should be able to go to Kelvin House and feel just as comfortable. Not because I'm his father, but because I'm the fact that you got somebody there. And I may have to grow into it, but me and him need to be talking. Hey, I don't like this. Kelvin should say, well, Pastor, I don't like this. And then I said, well, that's one, two. Let me see if it's one more. I don't like this. And we go back till we work it out. Listen, whenever you're working something out with people, you always remember that this is what settles everything, the authority. What is the rules of engagement? If me and Keisha, daughter, father, there's rules of engagement. That's how we go about it. If she disagrees with something, authority always speaks. That's how it works. As long as that authority is not lording over her and trying to command her life in every direction, even though she may feel like that at times, as long as that's not dominating, that's how it goes. So when you have a problem with that, it's because you can't deal with negative spirits. You got to deal with them accurately. That's why you take breaks. You breathe and you come back in it. You breathe and you come back in it. You breathe and you come. Because guess what, y'all? We have to make sacrifices for each other. You can't quit. I don't know about you, but if I need you and something happened and they shipped me off or they wouldn't let me back out, like we was in South America for about 2 years or something and they took me to a war camp, I'd like to believe some of y'all would take my children and raise them. If all of us, if Granny them not here, y'all would take them and raise them. Nobody gonna say you wanna do that, but you have to do that. We're doing this for life. You don't just be checking up $100 a day. Well, you know, I did this for 3 years while you were gone. You don't do that.
Come on.
You don't do that. Why? Because you're free. This is who they are. The more mature one does this, I don't know why I'm keep talking about this, but you got to deal with negative spirits accurately. You ain't going to never lie. I think some of you don't even try to change and come to a middle ground. You just say, this person is like this and I'm like this. You don't even try to go to a middle ground. That's why they're clashing and you go different ways. I got enough. I'll see you later. Right, that's enough of that now. I can't deal with that. Well, why? Because I can tell you something that they can't deal with you either.
That's right.
Same story. Are you with me?
Yep.
Come on, we got to deal with negative spirits accurately. You know, negative people can change if you got somebody strong enough to hold them together, who can go through the irritation. I can't stand negative people. Comments, little comments like, well, you talking something building, and then they say something like, well, you can't do it like that. Da, 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 da. You just want to look at them. Listen, why you got something negative to say? You can't do that. Why? Because you can't build like that. You can't change the atmosphere like that. Everybody talking facts. You can't look at the facts like that. You got to know how to deal with that. When people start criticizing you and talking about you, you just can't address all them people. You just can't do that. People email and do stuff to us. They're going to do it to you too. You just can't go and say, well, let me make a YouTube video and address these accusers. Did Jesus tell you the only thing I'll address is if I feel that the spirit is dominating too much people? Other than that, man, two people. Who cares what they think? If God be for you and you doing it in love and you did it right, you don't worry about people. Are you with me? Can I give you the last thing? The last thing, if you're going to change the atmosphere, is simply this. You must learn spiritual timing. Because everything that God speaks to you is going to have a timing. And you got to learn that spiritual timing don't mean everything going to look right on the outside. But you got to know the timings of God. How do you do that? It's because you understand that when God is speaking, you line your life up with it. And then it becomes more real. Anytime, remember, God is not man. He's not man. He's not thinking like man. So his timing is not like man. See, everything he's saying for us to do now, he wants us to be in it right now. Right now. But see, we have to catch up to that. Because some of us been in comfort zones too long. Your environment is not conducive for where God wants us to go. So when I talk to you, it makes you frustrated. I'm going too quick. You wonder how. You want to know when you're too far behind. You always wonder how this is going to happen. God don't look for how, Moses. I know you can't talk. But go tell Pharaoh, because this ain't about you. It's not about you. It's about you moving with God. You become a worry wart when you don't know God's timing. God's saying now, we got to start building now. I tell you, 2012 will be a year that America will be rebuilt. That we'll be strong. We'll be able to build. You'll see the church begin to merge forth. The true church will begin to rise. But this will only happen because we become environment changers. You got to change your atmosphere. You can't go around. You know, it's sort of like you making a camp outside. If I got to stay here, we got to set this thing up. But y'all can't keep taking over me. Some of y'all got places you go and it's too much action. It's not enough building. You can't go home and all this resistance. You got to build at the house so when you go out, you can go out. You can be strong. On the job, you got to have a place that you can come to and find out who's who and build. Don't let them take you because those spirits are coming in. They're coming in. The spirits of this world, they're going to attack you. They're going to say things. They're going to act out of anger. Like some of y'all saw the YouTube video. One lady just said, shut up. That's anger. Like, no. Like, you know, you see like an old witch or something. Now, I'm not saying nobody know witch. But you see like the old witch going down in the drain for the last time. That's how you feel. Like shut up. As she was going. Because you can't stop it. The very thing they feared has come upon them. The thing they continue to ignore has been maximized because God found a remnant of people. They said, no, we're not selling our soul. We're not going to go to where money. We're not going to go to where these false prophets, false pastors and all this. No, we will stand for righteousness. We'll take the persecution. But guess what? If you don't know God's timing, you'll be sitting back waiting till we get our fifth passenger van. Yeah, when God make the money, we can't do that. That's going to come in the way. We'll use cars until then. I just keep pressing. We got good Lord, we got till December. Or something going to happen between now and then. That's a long time for every day. We can build it. God going to do it. Every day, Jason, we'll get up saying this is another day. Manifestations can happen. Lord, I'm looking for your manifestation in the children and everything that you promised us so that we can be accelerating in what you've called us to do. But you got to know God's timing. Kingdom transformation is now. It's just that our nation is so full of so much stuff that we got to fight through because our gospel is turned into something that's not God. So it's hard to push through. You can't say nothing worth nothing in the spirit world without these devils jumping up. Rah! That's why you got to be configured inside. You can't be afraid. Your spirit got to be strong. You can't fake it like the seven sons of Sceva. That's not going to work. I don't care if you're a bishop, you're an apostle, you can't do it. But our strength is what's going to cause us to go through the persecution to help the people who are persecuting us. For the joy that was set before us, we endured the cross. That's what Jesus said. But see, you can't do that fixing your eyes on the world and what people. We got to be fixed on Jesus. Do you understand now why Paul said, I believe in Acts 20:24, he says, I got to keep none of these things move me. Where he continued to say, I keep my face like flint. I got this. I got pressed toward the mark. See, he was saying, it's too much whirl around here. I got to stick on this because I cannot complete my assignment looking at all this other stuff. See, when you read the scriptures from here on out, if not already, God's going to begin to speak to you why these men of women of God, like Naomi, what story was that when the daughter-in-law wanted to leave Naomi? And Ruth, and she said, no, I'm staying with you. And they plant him in the thing to go see, was it Boaz? And he had to go in, and they say, no, I'm staying with you, Naomi. And Naomi later on was saying, stay right here because I'm going to plant you. I'm going to put you in here and begin to change things up. See, you got to be focused to know that. You can't let the world, hear your own leader, Elijah, go back. He said, no, I'm staying with you. I'm going to stay with you. You can't do that without being focused. When all these other distractions are there, you buy into, okay, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. I'm doing this. I'm doing, no. This is what's important to me. And whatever's important to God, that's why he said this, y'all. Love not this world, neither the things that are in the world. For the love of God is not in the world. You can't do that. You can't do that. That's why I'm saying the world is so full up in the church now. So a little that we do, if we're going to change the environment, you already are outcast. And you got to be having the insides to deal with that. Because if they talked about Jesus, all these scriptures come back now. Who are you? Who are we? They talked about Jesus. They lied on him. So who are we? We got to do that. That's why if you're going to change your environment, you got to make sure that you know the timing of God. The timing is now. Some of y'all waiting. Stop getting into this thing where when God's timing, it's now. You need to schedule your life for what we're doing and let God give you everything that you need to have. Schedule it. Structure it. Don't add nothing extra without us talking and seeing what you're doing, anything long term. Why? Because it's going to take you away from what God is doing. All that he's doing now as we stretch across the America, across our nation for next year and toward the end of this year, we need people. We need everybody here to build up. And the Lord told me to tell every last one of y'all this. Janet, y'all the ones who've been here the most recent. But the Lord told me to tell every last one of y'all this tonight. You're ready. You're ready. You can do what we're doing right now. You're already trained enough right now to go out and do what we're doing. I ain't going to leave you by yourself, but you're ready. You're ready to do what we're about to do across America. So don't second guess that. Don't say, I got to get my house in order. No, I'm going to teach you how to be wounded and still go. Because we got covenant. We can cover one another. We're ready to go. So when you ask yourself when you're going to go, you ought to say every single time. Don't say, well, work and this and that. You got till December. You ain't even trying your faith. What if we walk in here tomorrow at 12 o'clock and Kelvin come in here, say, Jason, I need help with this bag. And the bag full of about $4 billion. Somebody might have won the lotto and gave it to him. We all out of trouble. But some of our mental capacity, we don't know how God going to do it. That's why he says, seek first the kingdom. You know why he says, seek first the kingdom? Not to get you stuff, but to get you in order. To get us in order. So that our lives can line up with what he wants to do with us. Because it would take adjustments, it would take prioritizing, it would take us building. And that's where the church is going. That's where we're going at, Carla. That's why we got to continue to build. That's why we're going to Monk's Corner. That's why we're going to stretch out. We're going to build and cover our nation. So when I tell y'all, like I told some of you already, that we're going to go across twice next year. We're going to go across 8 different states. We're going to take a mission trip for about 10 days. And we'll talk to over 10,000 people. 500 in each city, Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll go. We'll load up in the car and just go. We'll just be talking about Christ, giving out literature. That's the only way we can spread the gospel that we know to do. Then you ought to be there. You ought to say, I'm with it. I'm looking for a van or a bus or something. But you ought not be saying, well, I got to work. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Y'all go ahead. I'll send Marvy. No, everybody ought to be there. Everybody ought to be involved. Everybody ought to be. We should have a bus. We said, Pastor, we got to get something bigger than this. So all of us can go. So we can be on our little tour bus. Going across the nation. Can y'all see it? Eric, you don't need a CDL for that, do you? Like a regular one. Not a Sam Singleton. You don't need one. Okay. Oh, you do. So we got to get some of y'all with them CDLs. Because we want to go, and we believe in God. Obviously, we couldn't pay the price for a thing for that loan, but we can believe God. Because we're still going. Whether we got to use cars or get on the Greyhound, we're going. But the question is, are you going in spirit? Are you going to go in the natural? Are you going to be ready to go? Are you going to sit there and, oh, Pastor, up to it again? All this stuff? How are you going to do all this? What do you mean? You what? You dead. kingdom transformation is now. If you start looking at your personal life, measuring what you can do based off your personal life, Moses, be quiet. Just tell Pharaoh to let the people go. I didn't tell you to start talking about your insufficiencies, that you can't talk, that you don't have this. I told you to go. Because God, man, look at the outside. God looking at your heart. It's time to move. Again,
hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.